Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Coffee Break English Show. I'm Mark.
And I'm Josie. In these weekly episodes, we're helping you to improve your English.
You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you're watching our video, make sure you subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Josie, what topic are we looking at today?
Well, Mark, today we're talking about when to use the verb do and when to use the verb make.
That sounds great. Shall we get started?
Let's go.
Okay, Josie, is there a rule that we can follow about when we use make and when we use do?
Well, the difficult thing about make and do is that there aren't really many rules, but there are two rules.
Two rules is good.
Two rules is enough. First of all, we use make when we are creating or producing something.
Okay, can you give us an example of what that would be?
Yeah, so for example, we make dinner, mm-hmm. We make breakfast, we make lunch, we make a coffee.
Okay, so tell me, what are you making for dinner this evening?
Good question. I don't have any plans. I think I'm going to make pasta for dinner this evening.
Nice. I made a salad for my lunch today.
Oh, good. Delicious.
So make is then used when we're talking about creating something, perhaps food.
Exactly. So usually we can see the thing that we have created or eat it in the case of food.
Okay. So what other things can we make, Josie?
Well, if you're a very creative person, maybe you make your own clothes.
I'm not very creative, so I don't make my own clothes.
Me neither. I would love to, but I've never made any clothes.
I do like DIY.
Okay, so have you ever made any furniture?
Yes, I made this table.
Did you? Well done.
I bought this table from IKEA, then I made it. I built it.
Okay. I think that still counts.
Good. So anything else we need to know about to make?
That's the only rule, really, okay, for make. So we're constructing or building something that we can see.
Okay. So is there a rule for do?
Yeah, so usually we use do when we're talking about actions. For example, we do homework and we do housework.
Do you like doing housework?
Does anyone like doing housework?
I don't think so.
No. Just to remind our listeners, housework is work that you do in your house when you clean. Yeah. So, for example, you do the laundry.
Or you do the dishes.
Yes.
What other uses are there of do? When do we use do?
Well, we use do when we're talking about an action that is not specific. So we often use do with the words something, anything, and nothing.
Okay. So did you do anything last night, Josie?
Yes, I did something last night.
Are you going to tell us what it was?
And then obviously I should tell you, I can say, yes, I went for dinner.
Okay. I did the dishes and did more housework last night.
Fun.
So are there any other rules for do and make?
Unfortunately, not really. So the best way to learn when to use these words is to learn the fixed expressions, which include do and make.
Josie, would it be a good idea to look at 10 examples, 10 phrases which use do or make?
Definitely. I think it's a good way to get them in your head.
Okay, let's look at 5 examples of to make and then 5 examples of to do. So number one,
we make a mistake.
So when you're learning a language, you often make a mistake, but that's the best way to learn.
And we make friends.
When you're learning a language, you often make friends who speak that language.
Good. We make a decision.
So yesterday, I made a decision to do the housework last night.
Good. We also make plans.
Because I did the housework last night, I'm making plans to go out for dinner tonight.
Good for you. Finally, for make, we make a mess.
So if you spill some food in the kitchen, you make a mess. You don't do a mess.
Absolutely. Good.
So let's now look at do, examples with do.
Yeah. So we do our hair or our makeup.
I do my hair and makeup every morning.
We do an exam.
So when it comes to the end of a course, you do an exam to test what you've learned.
Good. We do exercise.
It's very important to do exercise every day.
Good. And on that note, we also do sport. So those two are connected. Mm-hmm. We also do the shopping.
I do the shopping regularly on a Saturday morning.
Good. So you do the shopping, you go to the supermarkets.
Exactly.
Good.
Is that 10?
We've got one more.
I think
we also do research.
Yeah. So it's interesting to do research on a topic that interests you.
Excellent.
Okay. So today we have looked at the verbs make and do. We have seen that with make, we use make when we create something.
That's right.
And we use do in particular situations when there is something or nothing or anything to do.
Yes. And when we're talking about an action.
An action.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we also looked at 10 different examples where we either use make or do.
Of course, there are many more fixed expressions with make and do. So it's a good idea to do some research.
And that's how you make progress.
Absolutely. We really hope you enjoyed this lesson.
Now, if you would like to see these examples and information written down, you can access the blog post for this episode, and the link is in the description.
And if you'd like more help with your English, you can sign up for our regular free email lessons on lots of different topics. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/English.
We'll be back again next week. In the meantime, look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox. See you soon.
And happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.